This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Gordon Whipple, W-H-I-P-P-L-E, date of birth 10-16 of 1943. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli and Dan, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Whipple with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and type 2 diabetes. His last visit was October 4th of 2021. He has gained 7 pounds since his last visit, but he states he's feeling well, appetite is well. He's got chronic shortness of breath due to the COPD and congestive heart failure, but both are very stable. He did have all three of the recommended COVID-19 mRNA vaccinations, and he has not been ill with COVID-19 infection, to his knowledge. No chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. The patient is had his Lipitor increased from 10 milligram daily to 20 milligram daily. His glipizide is 5 milligram in the morning and 2.5 milligram in the evening. It looks like his lisinopril was restarted 10 milligram daily due to high blood pressure. He's not sure exactly when that happened. But the patient does have a history of high potassium while on lisinopril, so we will need to recheck his creatinine and potassium level after that change was made. His amlodipine was also discontinued, and if the potassium is high again, we certainly could stop the lisinopril and use amlodipine instead if needed. Physical exam, his weight is 230 pounds. Blood pressure 160/80, pulse is 58, and oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 16th of 2022. He had a microalbumin to creatinine ratio done, and that showed the maximum level of microalbumin of 114. So we're unable to calculate a ratio since there's obviously gross proteinuria. Creatinine is 1.7, which is stable. Sodium is 138. Potassium is 5.2. Carbon dioxide 26. Phosphorus 3.5. Calcium 9.8. Albumin is 3.9. Hemoglobin 15.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, number one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. The patient will have his labs repeated, just the creatinine and potassium, the first week of April. A lab order was mailed to the patient and also will be faxed to the Edmore office to have it done there. If that potassium is elevated higher than 5.5, we would recommend holding and stopping the lisinopril and switching him back to amlodipine. But we'll see what the lab shows. He is also following a low-potassium diet currently. We're going to do lab studies every 3 months thereafter, and he is going to follow a low-salt diabetic diet. Two, hypertension. He is certainly high today, so adjustments are needed, but we'll have to see what the potassium is to see if we can keep him on lisinopril. Instead of increasing the dose, we may need to add the amlodipine if needed. And the type 2 diabetes with diabetic nephropathy. And the patient will be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.